And with that, we'll move to item 14, Shooting Sports Complex Fee Schedule and Status Update.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I may, I'd like to start with an update on the shooting sports complex. And we did put together a nice video here. I actually give a lot of credit to Chris here. He helped us work with a company to put this together and help direct it. And and honestly, he helped me. I don't like seeing myself on video, but Chris helped me what to say in the video and things of that nature. So I'd like to start with that, and then I'll give a brief update, and then we can roll right into the action sheet.
Construction started on the Pete Lane and Sun Shooting Sports Complex in December of 2023. Construction's right on schedule, and we're slated to be open for business in October of 2025. This is a big shooting sports complex, big facility, that we're offering lots of upgrades and some... American flag lanes. This is some of the really cool stuff that we're going to offer at the complex here.
Right now, I'm standing in a commercial-grade kitchen where we're going to have a bunch of different events for the folks that participate in. In addition to that, we have indoor archery, BB gun, as well as other administrative functions that we're going to be able to have the public enjoy out here as well.
And we'll have basic NRA basic rifle and basic pistol classes by certified instructors. We'll be offering a minimum of two hunt-safe classes per year in addition to the ones that happen at the outdoor campus, along with hosting field days for those hunt-safe classes as well. We'll be doing basic firearms knowledge. We have a couple of local precision rifle builders that come in and offer classes on precision rifle shooting. So those are catered to people with more advanced levels. But again, we'll be offering everything from beginner to advanced and intermediate and everything in between.
So looking at these renderings here, if you're one of our architects, this gives us a really nice look at what the finished product's going to look like.
Take you through it here on the south end. We'll start down there. We've got five 100-yard bays with 10 shooting positions each, five 50-yard bays with another 10 shooting positions each, and then we've got that 300-yard bay with four 40 shooting positions out to 300 yards. That's one of my favorite areas. Folks will be able to come out and shoot steel up to 300 yards there. Shotgun area that's going to offer all the different shotgun games, bunker trap, skeet, five-stand, police, lots of opportunity there. We'll see lots of use in that area. Then we move over to the archery range, and of course we're offering that long range out to 1,200 yards. When we go over the hill to the north end of the range, we're going to have 17 action bays that we can do all that tactical and action type shooting, lots of opportunity there all the way up to national competitions. And then versatile training bay there, where it's really tailored after our law enforcement needs, both our own internally, but then those sheriff's department, police departments, FBI, lots of different law enforcement agencies that will utilize that area. And then last on that north end, we've got the sporting plays course. So another shotgun opportunity there, where we're just really going to cover it all. So like I said, lots of excitement, lots of opportunity here. We'll cover all the different shooting disciplines.
The shooting sports complex is going to be great for Western South Dakota. It's going to help children learn about our legacy of shooting sports. We'll be able to help law enforcement, we'll be able to help military, and we'll be able to attract people from all over the world to come here and develop the sport, compete in the sport, and it will showcase the whole state of South Dakota.
Thank you, for Madam Chair, for allowing me to play that. And start by with two things. One, you noticed in that video that it's the Pete Lean and Sun Shooting Sports Complex. So the governor did announce that at the South Dakota Youth Hunting Adventures Banquet on May 10th, I believe it was. And we're rolling forward with that new name and our major sponsor, Pete Lean and Sons. So very appreciative of them and all of our sponsors. You noticed at the end, a few seconds there of those logos rolling through, and that's not all of them. And I like to point that out because there's been just a tremendous amount of support for this project from local businesses, local individuals, all the way up to some national companies that are really stepping up and supporting the project and Second Amendment, and just really great to have that really good feeling to know that there's There's literally thousands of people behind this that are supporting it. So just a quick update on construction, and that video is already outdated. There's lots of things happening out on the complex, and things are moving right along, and we're right on schedule with construction. I was just out there yesterday or the day before, and in the building they're putting in some of the woodwork in the ceiling in the big room, and all the HVAC, windows, doors are in. Things are moving right along. It's really neat to see. It's been a long time coming, and certainly exciting for me, and a little bit hectic too, because we'll be opening soon. And so, the shotgun area, we've got the high-low houses up for the bunker trap and skeet. A lot of the concrete's being poured. A lot of those shooting structures are in progress or built. A number of things happening out there. The north end of the range is almost complete. So they poured the concrete pads and we'll install the shooting structures there. And then we have a outdoor shelter or an outdoor classroom that needs to be built. But we're very close to completing that north end of the range. And that's important. We do have a USPSA, so the United States Practical Shooting Association, the Area 3. So the United States is broke up into different areas, and there's national competitions and then competitions by area. So we'll be hosting the 2025 USPSA Area 3 competition here at the range. Actually the end of September, so it'll be prior to completion of the entire complex, but that north end of the range will be done very soon here, and we're happy to host that and have all those folks out. And right now we have over 300 people signed up for that competition, and so USPSA will come in and put that on, and we'll provide the space and some of the logistics and stuff, but very exciting, and that leads right into discussions with them that we're having right now to hold the national match, and we're hoping to have that likely in 2027, possibly in 2026, but we'll have even a larger match that we'll be able to lead up to with this Area 3 match. The ribbon cutting we've scheduled for October 10th, and we're going to roll right into some event days that we'll have. So we're going to have manufacturers out there with product and giveaways and things like that, that folks can come out and tour the facility, look around, engage with a lot of our sponsors and different folks that are out there supporting the facility, and they'll actually be able to shoot guns out there from the different companies and things of that nature. Again, that October 10th date, which of course you are all invited to and probably already heard about, we'll have a big ceremony there and cut the ribbon and really kick things off and then roll into those event days. And then right into Monday, October 13th, where we'll open the doors and start welcoming the public in to shoot at the range. So lots of exciting things coming. Another quick update, Elkvale Road. So that's that road that you head north on I-90 right on up to the complex. It's paved most of the way except for the last 3 miles to our north entrance, about a little over a mile to our main entrance. It's a gravel road, and that gravel road right now is in need of some attention. It's deteriorating, and so we've worked with the county, Meade County there, and engaged them, and Secretary Roebling and some of our discussions with them as we were working up to building the facility. We've committed, Secretary Roebling did, to working with the county to help maintain that road, and so I have been engaged with them, and we have a project underway. They should mobilize real soon here within the next week to add gravel to the road, base binder, and then what's called Odyseal, so a really nice seal that'll lock in that gravel and make it almost as good as a paved road, for a fraction of the cost of paving it. And so we're looking forward to that. We'll have a real nice road leading right into the facility, and then, of course, our wonderful facility that you saw in some of those renderings. Again, right on schedule with construction, and lots of exciting things happen out there, and good times ahead. I'm excited to get the doors open and start welcoming folks in. So with that, Madam Chair, I'll just roll right into our action sheet here. So what we have before you today is a recommendation of fees for memberships or annual passes to the shooting sports complex. So I wanted to talk a little bit about our maintenance and operation plan. We do have a draft plan in place. It is draft because we're continuing to understand what sort of needs we'll have out at the facility, what it's going to take to maintain it and operate it, and things of that nature. But as it stands, there's a lot going on in that maintenance and operation plan, and right away we've identified that we need 3 full-time staff to adequately operate the facility. As you saw in the video, and you've met him previously, Mike Kuzara is our complex director that we've hired. We actually have a complex manager that will be starting on Monday, June 9th here, and then we're in the process of hiring the education and building and grounds specialist that we'll have hired on. So that should happen in the next couple of weeks. We'll also rely heavily on volunteers and seasonal and intern staff, very similar to what we do in our state parks and at our outdoor campuses. That's a model that's worked very well for us there, and we believe that will work well at the shooting complex here as well, particularly through those summer months where we should see a really increased in attendance there at the facility. But we feel very confident at this time that that should satisfy our needs out there as far as staff and keeping the place looking nice and operational. As I mentioned, there is a great amount of building and grounds maintenance that needs to happen out there, equipment maintenance and all of those associated needs there with target backers and painting steel and mowing grass, and the list goes on and on and on. So there's a lot of work out there that we're anticipating that goes into this maintenance and operation plan. Right now, we're estimating somewhere upwards of $360,000 annually, and probably as we move closer, that number will get a little bit higher, but you know, that $360,000 plus figure is what it's going to cost to operate this facility annually, which leads right into our discussion of fees. We do want to put forward and ask you to propose a fee structure here so that we can generate some costs, or excuse me, some funding. And the great thing about that is that we're able to take that and leverage it against Pittman-Robertson funds, that federal funding. And we can, for every 25% that we come up, they'll match it 3-1 then, so 25-75. And so what it really comes down to is we can ask our folks that are coming out there that are enjoying the facility, that really are looking forward to this opportunity, that they pay a small fee, and we're able to take that then and leverage it towards federal funding and cover all of the costs of maintenance and operation of the facility. If I could, Chris, would you please put up the map for me that I sent to you? Sorry, I should have gave you a heads up. I'm going to have Chris put up a map because I want to kind of walk through the recommendation here and then lay out what we're talking about here. And what we're asking the commission to do is establish a day pass, an annual pass, and some event fees that we'll put in place, again, to generate that revenue that we can use to leverage that federal funding. So to help get an understanding, what I want to stress, and I've heard this a lot, is that folks think that, you know, they're going to have to pay to play, pay to get into this facility regardless. And that's been important to us from the beginning to identify a free, open to the public opportunity. So we will always have that free opportunity, at least for the time being, for the folks to come in and utilize the facility. And I've depicted that on this map here. Do we have a pointer, Chris? That's okay. So you can see the green lettering. So on the bottom left here is those 5,100-yard bays, and then right into that 300-yard bay. And then across the road, if I could say it, is our archery range. So those areas will always be open and free to the public. What we're talking about today is the red areas. So there at the top is the long range out to 1,200 yards. And then that shotgun area kind of in the center of the page here, that's where we'll offer all those different shotgun games. And then on the north end there, and north is to your right, we have the action bays and that north end with the versatile training bay, and then, of course, our sporting place course. So those are the areas that we're talking about today that we're asking for an annual membership or annual fee for folks folks to utilize. And we're looking at those as, we're calling them controlled access sites. And the reason for that is it's a little bit more technical. There's a little bit more involved. And certainly there's a little bit more involved as far as staff time. When you start to talk about the shotgun area, loading clays, maintaining those machines, you know, the time that's going to go into maintaining that particular range on the complex, along with the long range, we'll have acoustical targets that'll need maintenance. We're going to pick those up every day. We'll have steel that needs to be painted. So those areas will all take a little bit more time and effort for staff, and so we're hoping to ask for assistance there again and generate a little revenue off of that, all while offering that free opportunity in those other areas. So. Yeah, and just one thing that I wanted to mention, we did go, staff, myself included, went and visited several ranges, but in particular we looked at Cameo in Grand Junction, Colorado, and then Ben Avery down in Phoenix, Arizona. The reason I point those two out is those are big state-run facilities, very similar to what we want to do here. Part of what we did is looked at their fee structures at those facilities when we visited, and it helped us come up with some of the recommendations that we have in front of you here. And while some of these are kind of all over the place, you'll get some idea that what we're recommending here today is really reasonable and you know, very comparable in some cases to some of these others. And so, for example, at the Cameo Shooting Sports Complex in Colorado there, they do offer annual passes, so an individual pass for an adult is $150 for an annual pass. Youth, in our instance, we're asking the commission that 17 or under, that we not charge youth, those folks, for utilization of the range, even those controlled access areas. They will be required to have a individual 18 years or older with a pass with them, but they themselves won't be required to pay the fee for that pass. But in this case, at Cameo, they are charging those youth ages 7 to 17, $50 for an annual pass, and then a family pass is $300. Now, they have some other fees associated with their facility, and depending on which range you use. And then moving over to Ben Avery, this is a whole different system, and it's really split into different areas. They have their shotgun area, kind of like we do, their general rifle and pistol range, and then also a long-range area. But what they're doing is charging individuals by the hour for use of those various ranges. And so as an example, if I wanted to shoot at the rifle and pistol range, I'd have to pay $7 for an hour and a half of use. And if I wanted to stay longer, I'll pay longer. If I wanted to get up and move over to the long range, I'm going to pay $10 for an hour and a half of use over there. So what I'm saying to you is at Ben Avery in Phoenix, they're going to be charging quite a bit more than what we're charging for our annual passes here, or what we're recommending. But the fact remains that we did do our homework and kind of looked around and in particular at those state-run ranges and kind of what they're charging and how they're operating. So the recommendation that we have in front of you here today is we would like to recommend that you establish an individual day pass for $20, an individual annual pass for $100, a family annual pass for $150, and then an annual club pass for $500. And this would be, for example, we have a club in the Black Hills area that's called Prairie Thunder, and they're largely a USPSA club. So that club would like to move essentially to our facility and make that home base, if you will. And so what we would do is ask them for that $500 fee, which would allow them to store their equipment there. They would get some other benefits for the club to be at the facility. And their members would still be required to get an annual pass to use those action bays in North Area. But that would be the example of an annual club pass. A competitive event pass that would be $20 per competitor. So that would be like we're talking with this USPSA Area 3 match. And then a non-competitive event cost, which would be $500 per shooting bay for 2 days. And the non-competitive would be, a good example is we've already been contacted by a group. It's the Airport Executives Group. They're coming out in 2027, and as part of their conference that they're going to have in Rapid City, they would like to spend a day out at the facility shooting sporting plays and five stand and things of that nature. So we would work with them to offer that opportunity, and that would be the associated fee then. So with that, Madam Chair, I would certainly take any questions and entertain some discussion, but that's what we're recommending here today.
Questions from the commission? Commissioner Reese?
Yeah, I drove out there last week and looked it all over, and like you said, it's looking pretty good and moving right along. So, you know, a lot getting accomplished out there. Good job.
Thank you.
Additional questions? John, I do have a couple of questions for you. So for the family annual pass, have we put in place how many members of that family is? Is it unlimited family members?
Madam Chair, what we've said is an individual, their spouse, and children under 18. I think what they'd have to establish is that if they're a family group, you know, and they, say, had 10 kids, I think we would charge them the $150. I also, through all of this and everything that we're doing at the facility, I really would like to see us be welcoming and adaptable. And as many of us know, there's a lot of non-traditional families now where maybe it's the uncle and he's raising someone else's kid, kind of a thing. So I think we would accept that as a family pass as well. And we want to be real flexible and adapt to some of those unique situations when we issue these out. But generally, yeah, if they can establish that they are a family group, I think we would offer up that pass for $150.
And then in addition to that, what will be the process to validate that folks have purchased a pass?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So for the controlled access areas, what we'll do is issue out a near field card, which is basically, it looks like a credit card. And the nice thing about that is we'll be able to program that. It'll work on our gates. It'll work at the shotgun areas. They'll be able to tap that. We'll be able to keep track of how many clay birds that they use, and things of that nature. And we can link it to their credit card so we can charge them for whatever fees and such. But when they come in, they'll have that card on them, and that's how we'll be able to identify if they're an annual pass holder. Yep.
Then just one more follow-up, and maybe you went over this a little bit, but the funds that come in through this fee, where will they be used?
Yes, Madam Chair. So all of those fees we'll use, first of all, to leverage that federal funding, those PR dollars that I mentioned, and all of that will go back into maintenance and operation of the facility. You know, we won't turn a profit on this. That's not really in the cards, but this will allow us to recoup some funds, use those to leverage those federal dollars and cover the costs of operating annually, which, again, is going to be in that somewhere around that $360,000 plus area.
Very good. I will just say the video is very impressive. I don't know if our team did that or if that was hired out, but it's very impressive. The partnerships and the sponsors, again, it shows the hard work that everybody involved in this has done, and it's exciting to watch this as you guys went from nothing to where we are today, and I'm excited for October to come. So job well done.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and yeah, Chris and Nick and crew were a huge help and continue to be a help. And the last thing I'd say is the camera does add 30 pounds, just so everybody knows.
Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess one of the questions I had, you listed a number of people that have contributed to the sponsorship of this. At this point going forward, if someone sees what they like, is that invitation still available for someone that might want to become involved now that they see what the real process is and comfortable that this is going to become a reality?
Through the chair. Commissioner White, yes. And I continue to have some discussions. There's been folks that I've been talking to for a number of years now, some of those that I talked to formerly with Governor Noem, that I'm still trying to close the deal, if you will. And, you know, you're exactly correct. The folks that I'm able to get out and tour the facility, even now under construction, you know, most of the responses I get is, oh, my gosh,
I didn't realize what you guys were building here. This thing's huge, you know, just all these, all this excitement. And that's typically enough to trigger them to want to sponsor it. And so, yes, I would say that we're still talking to some folks, and we would be interested to talk to anybody that feels like they would want to jump in now.
Additional questions, comments from the commission? Commissioner Cole.
Yeah, I just want to add, we've spoken a lot. We've talked a lot about different things. I was involved in the Ben Avery one way back before some of you guys were born. And for those of you that don't know that, this one's going to be very impressive. Very, very different, but state-of-the-art. Everything you've said, I think, kudos to everybody involved. One thing that I would just say that I think that moving forward, when you look at those, like the big shoot you're going to have, I don't want to really open up a big can of worms, but are we hosting that?
Through the chair. Yes, Commissioner. Yep.
Okay, that was...
That'd be okay. A good way to say it. We're hosting it.
Okay, I wanted to know on that. And these things are going to be a big deal. You know, everybody knows I'm in the archery world, and this is as big as it gets in the gun world, and we're going to be definitely noticed worldwide, you know, nationwide for sure. So... congratulations, and we're ready for a motion, aren't we?
Thank you.
I would move that we accept the proposal of the fees going forward.
Motion to approve the proposal for the fee structure. We have a second by Commissioner Beese. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is approved.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Very good. And with that,